Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Who to boss?
I was just thinking, Ryan's not here to...
He's not here to say who to boss. Ryan is away today, can't make recording. Family emergency, so no go on Ryan tonight. But got me, Griff, and Brittany.
Yep.
And John.
Yo.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
Everybody looks really awesome with their sunglasses on in the dark here.
In the dark. Sunglasses
in
the dark.
It is a pretty wonderful vibe.
I'm probably
going
to have to ditch the sunglasses because it's getting a little uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to try to hang on to mine as long as I can.
All right.
They're already half gone anyway.
They were half gone.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
only half of sunglasses.
Griff is trying to bring back the broken sunglass look.
That's right. That was a big look.
It was.
Was it now?
Forward thinking. Just trying to bring it back.
Before
the future
it was a
is
deal.
Now. The future past is now.
Yep. I feel like maybe in the Fallout days, broken sunglasses were a big deal.
I think in the Fallout days, all you had was broken sunglasses.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what you wore.
That's right.
Like non-broken sunglasses were hard to come by.
Exactly. It's like paper in Waterworld.
Right.
People just trade in. The currency becomes non-broken sunglasses.
Right.
Waterworld reference.
Or bottle caps.
That's
I feel crazy. With my sippy giant straw like I'm some sort of astronaut NASCAR driver that's like, feed me the hose and then I can keep going.
Yep.
It is really easy to take you seriously while you're drinking out of an Adventureland sippy cup.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you ignore the fact that it's from Adventureland, it just...
Okay, it's a sippy cup.
It's not a sippy cup.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Is that one of their icy cups where you make your own icy?
No, it's the icy ones suck. They're like super skinny and tall.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. This is like... It's got some like ergonomic grip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't dropping that
Hold
thing.
On to it while you're on the tornado.
Exactly.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
Drink it while you're in
still,
the silly
still
silo.
Still have bruises from the tornado.
Can you actually... do anything with your organs when you're in a silly silo? I feel like you're really compressed.
I can breathe.
Right.
Which
barely,
is important.
Right.
I rode the silly silo once, and then I didn't feel well after that.
Mm.
That was once was enough for me.
I've ridden many a silly silo. I don't know that I've ever vomited afterwards, but I feel like that would probably make me feel better.
Yeah. After I rode the silly silo, it was pretty much like, all right, glad I'm not planning on going any more rides after this.
Oh, I love the silly silo.
Ugh.
Like,
probably one of my favorites, next to like the dragon.
Losing yourself being pressed up against a rubber wall.
Dragon was non-operational when I was there.
Oh, that's a downer. Was the shooting star up?
I don't know what that is.
It's a blue star that, like, I don't know.
Is it the shooting star? Isn't that the one that just like they flip you around a bunch?
Yeah, it's like it just goes up and then it kind of like
oh, and
it
you
falls
do like
down really
backflips,
quickly.
Backflips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was on.
Yeah.
No, that's not the shooting star. That's
Isn't
something
it?
Where they shoot water at you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
No, the one you're thinking of was out of commission.
Yeah. It's been out of commission for 2 years now.
I still think my favorite one, only because I like things that hurt me, are it was the Outlaw.
Oh, yeah. Retro.
Painful.
Wooden roller coasters.
Thing you can ride.
I felt like after I rode the tornado twice, I was like, I don't need to ride a ricketier roller coaster.
The Outlaw is constructed to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is too. And you should not eat before you go on the Outlaw.
Sharp edges. Feels like it could fall apart at any moment.
I like
the sounds alone are frightening.
Right. It's like it's creaking just looking at it. Ugh.
Like the creaking of stairs as you're walking up. It's like that, only it's like that just sitting there. It makes these noises.
Well, I feel like most of the roller coasters there, besides like the Dragon, are already in that state. So I can only imagine something that was designed to be in that state, how it's decayed at that point.
I'm sure it's fine. They look out for things like...
That wood does not look like it's weather treated very well.
No, not at all.
At a minute, they could just... Like, one of those beams just goes and... There you go with it.
That's just part of the ride, though.
Yep.
Like I imagine that part.
Yep.
That's why they have those awesome seat belts that are really going to protect you when you're that high in the air going down that fast.
I liked riding on the Pirate's Balls. It's like one of the ones that you walk past right at the beginning of the park. It's like this pirate that has his legs spread.
Okay, just
because like,
it's the two legs. Okay.
You ride this pendulum thing.
Galleon.
Galleon.
This boat between his legs.
Yep.
I like that
boat is a giant euphemism for his nutsack.
Well, just the way it swings, man. You know,
right.
It's like...
Right.
It's a hot day.
Yep.
Pirates feeling a little dangly.
Hang out there. Whatever.
Yep. Wow, Brittany, you didn't have to go there.
Yep. Actually, it's because of something that, to be fair, was in a book. Yep. And John was with me when we had been reading this with a couple of other people. And that was just one of the things that was in it.
It did happen.
I do, just right now, it's pretty awesome because the blue light, I can only see it in one lens on your glasses, John.
Oh, yeah.
And your sunglasses.
Do I look like Terminator?
You do look like a reverse Terminator.
Yep.
Blue light.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like the T-12000.
That's right, man. Yep. It's LED Terminator.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Sure is. So, guys, how's life? Everybody's pretty exhausted, pretty worn out.
Actually, I'm pretty wired.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got something in your hand right there to help us
and
out.
This is going to help you guys out. This is going to push me over the edge. I might die here. So I had a Microsoft rep come in and give me Crackdown 2 juice, basically. Juice. It's an energy shot with Crackdown 2 all over it. And
hey, John, what's inside that energy drink?
One can only assume it's liquid orbs.
Orbs.
Orbs. It's like orbs crushed into liquid form.
I've got a fever and the only cure is...
Orbs.
Orbs. Orb juice. Oh. Crack that bad boy open.
I'm trying here.
Hook me up with half that. A full serving, half of it.
Half is the full serving.
Yes.
Is that how much you're going to drink?
I would like to try some too.
Okay, right, we'll split it three
kinda
ways.
Split it three ways.
What is it? I get to go first?
You can go first.
If he falls over dead.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm just bringing the narcotics. I don't want to actually try it.
Well,
drug dealer, you don't try it.
First of all, it doesn't really smell.
Aroma.
Does it smell like 5-hour energy with a Crackdown label on it?
Not really, but it doesn't smell like sweet tarts or anything like that.
I'm told it's very sour, so.
All right, well.
Bottoms up, man. Oh. I hope he survives this. Kind of.
Hope.
Oh, God.
Hope. I don't know how much for that a drink. It wasn't a lot, though. Huh.
I'm frightened now.
That is a response.
Oh, baby, that's tart. Oh, boy. I ate a lemon with bitters on it earlier today, and I'd have to say that is worse. Crackdown energy shot. And I already feel worse for it.
Do you really? Like, yep. How?
It's like syrup.
Oh, awesome.
It's not like a liquid. It's
like a
it's
goo.
Like a jello.
Hey, that's what orbs are like when you...
True. You crush them up.
Crush them up.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Oh my God. That is terrible.
I'm like frightened.
All right, Brittany. Doesn't taste like anything I've had before.
Have you had 5-hour energy before?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
so. If you're a baby, you just obviously don't drink enough energy shots.
So. I guess. I think that's... Were you cool with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just another walking day in the life of Brittany.
Actually, that tastes way better than the 5-hour energies.
I think it tastes better than 5-hour energy. I think 5-hour energy tastes kind of like chemically... Like, it tastes sort of like... Like, there's something that's going to kill you in there.
Probably because there is.
What do you think, John?
I mean, yeah, it does taste better than 5-hour energy. There's definitely an aftertaste that, like... Wants to wrestle your tongue to the ground and kick it.
It's because it's like syrupy. It's right. Like still in your mouth after you swallow it. It's just coating everything.
Leaves a nice...
That's probably how it works in
leaves
some
a nice
way.
Twang.
Coating
in
your entire body.
Oh, yeah. With orbs.
Orbs.
Mm.
Yep.
Coating my insides with orbs.
I'm going to go leap 30 feet in the air and then pick up a car and throw it.
And then I'm just going to nap really hard. It's like a level 6 nap. It's
filled with napping orbs.
Nap. Yep.
Yep. It's a little picture of a man with a nightcap on.
So that was interesting.
Yep, that was the thing we did. Drank liquid orbs.
Blech.
Blech.
Thank you, Crackdown 2, Microsoft man.
It really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Remember when that game was out?
Yeah.
Where did
that was
that
a long
go?
Time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, like...
I think it was.
3 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. God, that came and went really, really quickly.
It did.
Played that game, finished that game. It's done. One of us should probably write a...
I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's halfway there.
Cool.
I can you guys coordinate these things beforehand.
Yeah, we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and Griff are pretty well...
Professionals. This is a professional.
Me and Griff don't need to correlate anything. We always know who's going to write what.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a special bond
know.
You two share.
Because I wasn't going to write a review for Crackdown 2. It's a good thing he's
I wasn't going to write a review for Limbo. Because I didn't play it.
Yep. Totally finished that game.
Yeah, so speaking of games. Limbo and games, yeah. And what's up, guys?
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we talk about games that we're playing.
Cool. Who do you want to go first?
Brittany, you want to head it off? I usually start with whoever's on my counterclockwise side.
Counterclockwise side. Well, that would be me, and unfortunately, like I said, I really haven't done anything other than get a new cell phone. So I haven't really done anything this week.
Any sweet games on that cell phone? Does it have solitaire?
Has Brick Breaker, like on all great Blackberries and Breakout. Word Mole and Texas Hold'em.
Oh, what's and Word
Sudoku
Mole?
Word and Mole. Klondike.
What is Word Mole? This interests me.
Wait, moles and Klondike? So you do have solitaire.
Yeah, Klondike's a form of solitaire.
Yeah, Word Mole is just a game that's really lame looking. I don't know. I haven't even played it yet.
Yeah,
I thought it was like Word Womp off of
Word Womp? Number Womp? Cruncher?
No, yeah. Word Womp from
Number
Crunch Adjective.
Pongo or whatever.
Pongo.
I can't think of the name.
Pongo. Wasn't that a dog?
Ponyo.
Ponyo.
Pongo.
Pongo was the name of Pongo and Purdy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I haven't even played it, but it looks lame. So that's why.
It is true. It does look.
Yeah. So.
Slightly uninteresting.
Yeah, it's extremely uninteresting, actually. So, really, Brittany hasn't done anything other than buy a new pair of jeans and get a new cell phone. So,
that's those are exciting things, though.
They are, because these jeans are pretty awesome.
Those jeans come with solitaire?
No, but they do come with awesome butt support, which.
Nice.
They're extremely comfortable. Cool. God and I were discussing this earlier.
Yeah.
Butt support
is a good thing to have.
It's more important for him to be comfortable around the butt as opposed to around legs.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Huh.
I think that's an important thing to get out there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I respect your stance, but I would have to disagree. Yep.
Right. Well, that's been my week.
Butt support and phones. Dates and stuff.
Getting felt up on friend dates, yeah. Whoa. No.
You sure you want to talk about this?
No,
right
I
now?
Really don't, actually.
Yeah.
It's just like the peanut M&Ms. I'd rather just not bring things up with you guys ever again.
Yeah, but see, the difference is you just said to the world that you got felt up on a date.
Not willingly.
And it wasn't really a date.
It wasn't.
Se, was
it was a friend date, and dude didn't get it.
But dude got it.
Dude got smacked and then was forced to drive me home.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it is. Womp, so much for being friends out of high school.
Yeah.
I won't be seeing you at the 5-year reunion.
Is that why you bought new pants?
No.
Or did the pants come first before the awkward exchange of skin
hand
cells?
Hand to boob stuff? Yeah, no. I got the jeans earlier in the week.
Mm.
Yes. Really interesting, fascinating, I know.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of over it, so somebody else really want to talk about what's going on, whatever they're doing, please.
You felt up recently, though? Friend dates?
Friend dates. Nope, there it is.
Slap her.
Boob.
Oh.
You can't slap a girl.
Yeah,
I don't think that's...
I have reservations about that thought.
If you slap me, I will hurt
you. I'm saying some girls have it coming.
Whoa.
Some girls have slappings that are being asked for.
Huh.
Oh,
like
wow.
A slap in the butt?
Maybe.
Okay.
You know, many different forms of slapping.
Like a high five?
Yeah.
Low five?
Low five. I don't really participate in low fives necessarily.
Really?
I'm a big fan
of a low five. It's like a low energy high five. It's like if you really want a five, it's right here waiting for you.
No, I'm just
going to come and take it.
Just take it. Just get out of my hands.
Kind of makes me want to get like Camelback and just strap it on and just kind of have it right here near my
mouth. Dude, have you seen my Camelback? Like, it's the same thing as what you have, only it is Camelback. Like
a cup?
I want something
that I don't have to hold.
Yeah, I have a
backpack.
Okay,
well, Camelbacks are really nice, but they're also very expensive, which is the downer.
Well, then I'm just going to go get a just a bladder of Coca-Cola syrup.
There you go.
Tape it to my back. Actually, I'll tape it to a shirt, and then it's basically a Camelback.
Yeah, I mean, like the smallest Camelbacks are like.
And then I'll get
another
thing of like carbonated liquid. Can you do that? No, probably not. I need a canister. That's difficult.
No, I think that'd be worth your time.
Yeah, you think so?
You could just,
right. I think you should invest some time into this. And
anybody on Craigslist have
you could just get like
tape a keg to your back.
One of those beer hats. Yeah. You just get one of those.
I don't like things on my head though.
Fine. I think we're splitting hairs here.
I think just carrying around a keg would be fine.
Yeah,
there's a keg of root beer.
Duct tape,
yeah, root
like,
beer.
Just
okay.
Micro-brewed root beer.
Ooh. Hey, you know, they have kegs of root beer that you can get, and I have had them before, and they are actually not that delicious.
Oh,
the ones I've encountered.
Wow, this is a very revelatory podcast, John. Anti-keg root beer, Brittany pro-butt support.
Yep. Putting it out there.
Good times. Just
letting people know.
Knowledge is power.
Hey John, what you been playing?
I've dabbled in a few things. Let's do this in chronological order. So I tried the Kane & Lynch 2 demo.
How was that?
It is vast improvement from Kane & Lynch 1.
Yeah.
I will say that. There are things
Did you get stuck in a toolbox?
No, I did not get stuck in a toolbox this time.
There's still possibility of it happening.
Their cover system is a lot better, though. A lot of their cover is destructible, so I mean that's something I had to watch out for.
As any good cover should be.
Right? No, I mean it should. I should have to be moving from place to place. I shouldn't be pinned down in one spot at all times and just kill dudes from there.
Some kind of super cover.
I don't like. There's certain things I like about it. Just from the demo standpoint, I don't want to make too many judgments because I mean they've got some time to put out full product and
about a week.
Yeah, make a believer.
Well, the demo came out, what, like
a week or two ago?
Yeah, maybe two weeks ago.
I don't know how much of a full build that is and how accurate that is to the actual thing. But, I mean, if that is it, I would like to play all of that game. Because, it seems a lot more entertaining to play that game than it did the first one. I really, really like this art aesthetic they're going with the whole like shaky cam like digital camera.
What was that movie? Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
Like that shaky cam.
Yeah, it's more digitized than that. It's like really poorly compressed YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
So like constantly
like lots of like frame rate dropping.
Yeah,
it's like it's supposed to do that
and you like
the frame rate drops at like 60 frames per second,
right?
It's like the best frame rate dropping you've
everything
ever seen.
Everything that is a light in that game is like really flared out, like you have these awesome like light flares happening all over the place. You can see like pixels all over that game too, and like part of me wants to wonder is that them really trying to paint this aesthetic, or does it like hide like poor graphics?
If it does or if it doesn't, does it really matter?
No, like, it doesn't. Like, because if I can't see it, then what does it matter? The only thing that I saw that I thought was kind of lame was like there's a lot of like Muppet lip flapping going on in there. And it's not like outrageous flapping like Muppets do. It's like really like quiet. It's like really
like Alan Wake style.
Yeah, like Alan Wake style. But it's like
we don't know how both, English mouths move.
Yeah, but most like but both of your main
but they moves and that's the general thing that you gotta get down.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, but so the problem is like both of your main characters have full beards, and so really
tell me more about this game.
Really, really hard for
I'm
me.
I'm interested a lot more now.
I know. They're bigger than your beard is. Oh. Yeah. But like the problem with that is though, like when their mouths move, it's really hard for me to tell because it's like I'm like really straining to be like, okay, which one of them is talking? Because they sound kind of similar, and it's just that was kind of rough for me. But whatever, not that big a deal. Hmm. I do like how much they are playing it up as being like, hey, you're watching a movie. Like loading screens aren't loading screens; they're buffer screens.
It's like a YouTube buffer screen. So okay, the thing that I want to know. And I expect the demo doesn't convey it, is they're going with that style, and does that style have anything to do with, like, do they marry that with what's happening in the game world? Is it like there's some dude running around with him filming everything, or is it just like, you know, somebody caught this action off and, a street camera or something like
that?
And
that's what I'm kind of hoping to get, because the demo kind of just drops you right into it and doesn't really help you out with what's going on there. It kind of just throws that at you. So I'm kind of wondering if like they make allusions to like there's this third person that happens to be filming these things.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly in the full build, there's also an option to turn off shaky cam.
Because
when you sprint, it wobbles a lot.
Right.
Which gives you this awesome feeling this dude is trying to keep up with the action.
Uh-huh.
So I don't exactly know. Like, it could be. I would appreciate it if it was. Like, because then it almost feels kind of tacked on for the sake of being interesting.
Yeah. What do you think of the fall downy getting shot mechanic?
At first, I was like, oh, gosh, if I can just keep doing this all game, then this is kind of a lame mechanic. But it is like a three strikes you're out kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it also is has a hidden gradient to it of like, if I get a point blank shot from a shotgun, there's no fall down, get up. It's like, you die.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a little bit more realistic in the sense that like, you know, you can't really tell what's going to kill you, but you probably have a good judgment as to like, this is going to suck if I get hit in the face with this.
But it's not actually like a three times and you're out thing, is it?
No, I feel like it depends on what you're getting hit with. And, you know, there's an invisible level of damage there.
Okay. Did you play any multiplayer?
No, I didn't. I don't think the demo had access to it. Maybe it does.
I thought it did.
It might. And I didn't do any of that, though. Trying to think if there's anything else that I really took issue with. Minor things like switching weapons, like some weapons holster, some don't, some just disappear.
Oh,
like
I'm done with my assault rifle. It's going into the,
going into my invisible pocket,
quantum void pouch.
Right. It was really like weird. Like
ultraviolet.
I picked up a gun. Like you pick up a gun and the shotgun instantly appears on your back with a strap holding it there.
Okay.
And then when I switch to shotgun, other gun disappears and shotgun is in my hands. There's not really an animation other than him swinging his arm back and then boom, there's the shotgun. And I was like, I'm not okay with that. Pretend like that's not really
summon
happening.
Assault rifle.
Yeah, because I sat there for like an entire minute just cycling through those going, why is this so bad? I'm hoping that's one of the things that kind of like they had time to adjust that and they just didn't include that in like their demo was just like sloppily thrown together.
One would hope that that's not.
But I feel.
And also, it's a thing that's not like, it's like, all right, well.
It's not a deal breaker, but at the same time, it's
if
like.
If they're going for that realism of like shaky cam, you know, like security cam footage, like.
Can't everybody just make weapons appear?
Yeah, really?
Like, I assumed that this was typical. But.
Oh, you're telling me that I am not normal because I can't do that.
Yeah,
Griff, what's wrong with you?
Griff slings all of his
I was trying to bend a spoon today at work, but that didn't happen.
Hey, I mean, if Ryan...
You just have to realize that the spoon isn't right.
I was trying, but it's hard to think of that.
Right, to imagine that your
wrap
world
your mind
is
around
a lie.
I can't. I guess that's why I didn't bend it.
Probably not. But I think with enough practice, maybe.
So if you imagine the gun is real, then you get one? Is that how it works?
You have to realize that your world isn't real.
And
then
all the guns go away. Like, I'm kind of confused. And more importantly, okay, right, so now that we're on that topic, Matrix, right? You could bend spoons by thinking the spoon wasn't there. Why couldn't he just bend guns by thinking guns weren't there?
Well, he could stop bullets.
Yeah, but not at the beginning. Like, he bent the spoon. Like, Neo bent the spoon when he was getting his fortune told.
I feel like it takes a lot of concentration. And when you're under great duress, I feel like if that kid.
Dude,
after
I think that kid is smarter than most people.
I think after I jumped that rooftop like that, I'd be like, "All right, I'm down. No more bullets. I don't believe."
Yep.
I don't believe.
That's why it's a movie, though, Griff. I mean, there's
no that's
there's
stupid,
no fun
man.
In it.
That's ridiculous.
That is just insane. That
Matrix,
is the one thing of the Matrix that I just can't wrap my mind around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought Matrix was the one redeeming film of the trilogy, but now just out the window. Like, why even consider it junk? Throw it away.
Oh my God, Grant.
The gun isn't there.
Game at first, I thought had a cool way of telling you when you hit somebody or not, but then I realized if you use shotgun a lot, it becomes really cluttered and kind of bizarre. When you hit a dude, it marks an X on their body very quickly, just briefly, that you hit them here, and which is nice, but at the same time when you use a shotgun, it calculates for all of the bullets that hit him.
Sweet, that's awesome.
It's like, it riddles him with X's, and I'm like, whoa.
That's cool. I want to see that.
Right, it's like, whoa, that's like six X's on this dude's body.
I want to see a dude get shot with X's.
The coolest thing about it, though, is like, it's like headshots, I feel... When I explain this to people, people are like, oh, that's really lame. And I'm like, you gotta feel it. When you see it happen, it's a lot more visceral than normal headshots, because headshot, ooh, dude falls down. But this one, headshot, and it's like, as a video, it's pre-edited to not show you the ultra violence. So headshot, and all you see is like red mosaic.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, the first time you see it, it's just like, whoa. It's a different kind of
graphic,
right?
It's like the Jaws thing where it's like, what's scarier than what you know, what's scarier than what you can't see?
Yeah,
nothing. So nothing. Like, what, it's so gross we can't even show it to you in a
right.
video game.
Exactly. So it's, yeah, it's got those kind of cool things going to it. I'm interested to play this game. I'll give it a whirl.
His face is covered in X's.
Yep. Well, I wouldn't even be able to, I wouldn't even right be able now. To see the X's. It would just be mosaic.
Yeah, but that's what if you could. Oh. If you strip the mosaic yeah. away, yeah, if X's. You zoom in on the mosaic with the camera, then you can see the butthole.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Is that how that works?
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Go home, kids, and try that out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yep. Oh, gosh. What else did I play?
Finished Limbo.
Yeah, finished Limbo. That game.
And you
ends.
Have a review. That, so go read review. It.
You can read that. It's a very, I think it's a good ending, but some people disagree.
Some people are stupid, dude.
It's true. It's true.
You said your piece.
Yeah.
Castlevania.
I tried some Castlevania HD, which was.
What
kind
does
of,
that stand for?
Harmony of Despair.
Harmony of Despair.
Yeah. 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 Which is like oxymoron.
Honky tonk, the donk a donk.
Yep, yep.
That's what it stands for, right?
I tried for Classy. Honestly a half an hour to try to get matchmaked to play that in multiplayer because I feel like that's where that game would shine. I could not get matchmaker to work to save my life, so I've got to like wrangle some friends together to like spend $15. I might just pay people to play this game with me because I really want to play this game.
Huh?
But playing it by yourself is like. I might as well just go rub my face against cement. Like,
oh, it's that good.
It's that awesome. You don't gain levels. Like, it's all like you.
It's all gear driven.
Yeah, it's loot. Like, I feel like this is playing Monster like Hunter. Gauntlet. You know, playing that by yourself.
Gauntlet
is,
Hunter.
Yeah, Gauntlet Hunter. It's like playing that game by yourself isn't fun because it's you're just playing Castlevania in a very very unfriendly way.
But it's not like, even like Castlevania, right? It's
no,
not
you
even like exploration
yeah.
and like finding one area that you can't access until you have a different power up. It's just sort of like
it's boss rush mode. You're playing a lot of boss rush.
Yeah.
You got 30 minutes non-stopping clock to get from point A to point B and kill boss. Cool thing was like I don't if anybody's played Dawn of Sorrow and fought Gurgoth, like he's level one boss and he has this beam of light that he shoots. Well,
oh, the like the giant horse tooth,
yeah,
elephant thing,
yeah, that shoots a giant beam of light out
of
his mouth.
Skin.
Yeah, well, he is constantly active in the castle, and he is shooting a beam of light across the entire castle the whole time.
Yeah,
which is kind of interesting. And then his boss fight changes when you get to the second phase of his boss fight because he breaks the level when it drops down, and you now have to fight him. And a bunch of other dudes, and that's when I quickly realized this game is not for one person.
Mm.
Like it's like I cannot handle all of this stuff at once.
When you do that, and let's say you die there, do you then keep all your gear from
yeah.
that fight?
You
okay,
keep
so
all your loot.
It's basically
like,
just like a grind quest,
right?
Or, yeah, a slug fest grind quest.
Right, right.
It took me.
It took
it's
me.
Called
slug grind fest. That's
yeah.
your new genre.
Slug fest grind quest.
Yep.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It took me two tries to get to him and actually fight him. The one thing that is kind of redeeming about it is they have these five characters from other Castlevanias that they use. And at first I thought, oh, they're just palette swaps for each other. Each one has their own characteristics that they retain from their respective game.
Mm-hmm.
Like Soma Cruz is mad blue mage. He kills dudes and gains their abilities.
Souls?
Yeah,
their
steals
souls.
Their souls. You know, Alucard can learn spells progressively at points.
Dude, you know that's Dracula backwards, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Alucard.
Alucard.
Dracula
backwards.
Backwards.
Blew my mind.
He's the Dracula son backwards. Of Dracula.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Race car backwards. Yeah. Race car.
What?
What?
I know. Wait. I just blew your mind.
Is Dracula Alucard backwards?
Oh, God. Race Dracula car backwards. Is race car backwards? Oh, God.
Oh.
God. I just now thought of it.
Are you serious?
Nah, dude. You.
That anagrams?
I'm going to drink about that. Dream about that.
Drink about
it. Drink about it.
I have a feeling we've talked about this before.
Maybe. Possibly.
Go hang me a lasagna. Oh, wait. Go hang me a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. I think that's the longest anagram.
Oh, God.
Go hang me a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. Yeah. That's longest anagram.
Whoa. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
John's mind is just blown all now over I'm the be wall.
Alucard, anyway.
Yeah, Alucard. But yeah, so like everybody just like fits in that way, and
can
it's
you play as any Belmonts?
Jonathan Morris is a descendant of a Belmont.
Dude, so you don't actually play as like
there are no. Well, it's like, and that's the crappy thing about it is like, you know, here it is, a game that's 6-person multiplayer, and you put 5 characters in it. You couldn't fit Richter Belmont in there?
No.
No? That's not a thing we could do? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
DLC, dude.
Yeah, DLC. They're putting it in there. Bring it back. Richter Belmont. Everybody will play as Richter.
Only Richter Belmont.
Richter Belmont and or Axe Knight.
And Axe Knight.
Yep. Yeah. Want those two.
Mm-hmm.
DLC. I'll pay $5 for it.
Mega Man.
Yep. Mega Man just shows up out of the blue.
That's right.
Crossover.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty entertaining.
Actually, it's no longer Harmony of Dissonance. It's Castlevania out of the blue. And it stars Mega Man.
What else did I play?
Okay. I don't know what I was going to say, but you didn't play any multiplayer. You played through some of it. Does it feel like a $15 Xbox Live Arcade game?
I want to hold that back because single player, no. If I was only going to play this game by myself, I feel gypped out of $15. But
that's a racial term, you know.
Gypped? Gypsy?
Yeah.
It's pretty
insulting.
Gypsies a race?
Yep.
It's a race of people?
It is, actually. Gyps? Mm-hmm. Not Egyptians? Gypsies, not gyps.
Is that like Egyptians?
No.
No?
They're gypsies.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Probably the only people in the world that...
I feel screwed. Are screws
frightened
race people?
No. No. Not that I know of.
I feel swindled out of $15 if I was going to play that by myself all the time. But I would really like to play that with at least like 2 other people to see how different of a game that becomes. Because the castles are designed even in a way that it's like, hey, if you were playing this with other people, they could help you get through this castle a lot faster. And when you're playing with other people, you have these other abilities that you're able to do, like crash attacks, that are like these team-up crash attacks that you can do.
Hmm.
And it's like, I would like to do these things, but your matchmaking is really lame. Hmm. Like every time I got into a match and was ready to go, like I either got kicked out of the party, so it's like apparently no one wants to play with me, or the lobby would just close randomly for no reason. I'm like, what is this?
Huh.
It was just aggravating. It was aggravating. I did not want to really do that.
What else you got?
Only other thing is I played about an hour's worth of Death Smiles and did not realize how fun that is until
Shooters.
I really yeah. Well, I mean, it is left rightly shooter.
Mm.
And it is mad JP, like, manga, like,
oh, no. Yeah. Is it bullet hell or is it not?
Bullet hell?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's like the screen filling up with
oh, yeah, oh, stuff yeah, oh, that, yeah.
Like, you can get 5 minutes into the game and then you're like, I had a seizure and that seizure helped me get through this level.
It is like Geometry Wars without the bright colors. Like, the weird thing that is really aggravating to me, it's not in a widescreen format. It is boxed off.
Oh, with bars on the side? It's like 4:3?
Yeah. And it's like, why is there not like, and I've tried, there are like 6 different modes you can play that game in. And I tried a little bit of each one. And I'm like, I don't, Black Label Edition, Arcade, and like Retro Arcade. And I'm like, what?
Black Label, dude.
I tried Black Label. And now from what I understand, it's just like harder mode.
It's harder, right? Yeah. With like one credit game over, right?
Yeah. Really weird. And I was really trying to figure out the hit detection on that too, because it seems like it's kind of gracious because it is like bullets all over the place.
Yeah, in most shooters like that, you'll have just sort of like a central point in your little character, and you can get brushed on the corner, like on the sides of them with bullets.
Yeah, yeah. I started to notice like where my actual hit range was. The other thing is like it has four or five different characters in it. Each one has a different like attack style. So they're all kind of different. Some are faster moving through the screen, but do lots of damage. Some have different kinds of attacks and things. I don't know. It seems cool. I might actually want to give a crap about that game just for the fun of playing it.
You didn't buy it, did you?
No.
Okay, because then it's really expensive, right?
Yeah. No.
Like the Black Label edition of it is like...
Well, it only comes in its weird collector edition thing where you get awesome faceplate and you get something else.
Isn't it like $100 or something?
Just no, like I think it's like $70 game. Oh, I thought it was $60, but I don't know. Maybe it's gone down in price since it originally released, but I don't know. I'll see. I don't want to spend that much money on it, but it does seem mildly entertaining, so I might. Like, I like shooter games. I like me some Geometry Wars. I played the game for an hour and got like 4 or 5 achievements, so just keep playing that game.
Yeah, when you're done with that, I'll give you my copy of Einhander.
Oh, sweet.
Because that game's awesome.
Yeah, I did want to, I keep looking at, there's the Q4 game that's out, like, it's got four different, like, three or four different, like, awesome shooter games on it, like, Res HD and... What else is on there? There's a bunch of other stuff on there, and it's like $20. I kind of want to buy it. Just
Flight Force.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. Good game. There's like very little dialogue in it though, and I was kind of expecting more dialogue out of it, but whatever. I don't really need it. Just things on the screen. Shoot them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Flashy colors.
Really simplistic.
Bright lights.
Control screen like. You pull left trigger to shoot at the left side of the screen, pull right trigger to shoot at the right side of the screen. Oh. It also has co-op to it, too.
Nice.
Which, obviously, I haven't tried. Would like to try that.
You didn't, like, schizoid it?
No.
Play with one foot and no. one hand?
Dude, the last time I tried to do that, I about lost my mind.
Pour my brain into?
Right, about giving myself a lobotomy. It's not something you should do. Ever. Oh, man. Try Geometry Wars co-op style with that.
I didn't know you could play Geometry Wars co-op.
Isn't there like a mode in Geometry Wars where you can play...
In Geo Wars 2?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe. I'll have to go revisit that. I want to think there's a way to...
I don't remember.
I'd like to see somebody try to do that, though.
Two-player Geo
with
Wars?
With anything.
Dude.
No,
I think Geometry Wars would be easier than like a left-right moving shooter... Because all you just, like, you could have one hand, other foot. Because it's just sticks.
Right.
Like, with the Decimals type game, you gotta do, like, up and down, and shoot forward, shoot back.
Right.
That's another button in there.
Yeah.
Throws everything out of whack.
I still do really want to try Sin and Punishment, Star Successor. Because that, I mean, again, shooter game looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple shooter games. Like those.
Cool.
That's about it for me. Aside from that, I am like eagerly awaiting this Final Fantasy 14 beta to just get installed on my computer.
Yeah.
I've been playing the hell out of that. Damn you, Microsoft, and all your stupid updates that I never want to download. But no, like...
Oh, you're getting it for your Xbox?
For my PC.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the only way I was given the beta. So it's like, I will try to play this game, but like the problem is I never really cared to do updates on my PC.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to so that I can install this damn game. And that's been like the bulk of my time is like just getting all these stupid service packs installed on my console just so I can... Just so I can install this. And that's... Now I'm playing the waiting game.
It's a good game.
Yep.
I played the waiting game last week.
If you've ever read The Places You Go, you're not supposed to be waiting.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
It's supposed to be going.
Yeah.
Getting stuff done.
Because everybody's waiting to do something. You're not supposed to wait.
Oh.
Sometimes you got it, though, Brittany.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Multitask.
Yeah. Multitask. Dovetailing.
So Separate tabs.
Is that racist against
two tabs? Multi-window, two screens.
Yep. Oh, but then you bog yourself down. Computer doesn't operate as quickly.
So I've been playing this little game called StarCraft 2. Maybe you've heard of it. The Wings of Liberty.
Dude, what's that? Sounds dumb.
It almost sounds familiar, maybe.
It's pretty much exactly like Death Smiles.
Do you build stars? Is it like Katamari?
Yep.
Crafting
It's like Katamari, but instead of rolling things up, you're putting them down.
Putting them down?
You're putting them down, yep. And you're telling little dudes to collect things for your money.
Are there still balls?
No.
Maybe roll. No.
No, there are balls, but you don't have control of them. They do roll too.
I don't know if I want to play this game anymore.
Yeah. May as well just opt out.
So did you play lots of StarCraft 1 though? Right?
I played StarCraft 1 campaigns. I never really played them like I haven't played any of the online stuff. I haven't played any of the, you know, versus AI stuff. Because I'm not really good at strategy games. So
right.
That's not something that appeals to me.
Do you do the same thing I do, or you like to like
just turtle forever?
Yeah, turtle
and
forever.
Create this giant ball of spaceships and then just go destroy everything.
Right. That's how I play.
I do like to do that, but the really good thing about this game is it doesn't let you.
Oh man.
It will on occasion kind of just let you do that and just go to it, but it does a really good job of like in StarCraft the first game, you would have a level where pretty much every level is like, okay, now you got to go destroy this base. Mm-hmm. All right, you got to go destroy this base. You got to go destroy like these bases. In this game, it is kind of base destruction or reach an end goal or something like that, but they'll tweak the scenario just a little bit to kind of get you to do something else. So it's like, well, in this level, it emphasizes having multiple groups. Like you'll have two different teams going in two different locations. So you have to, you know, bounce back between your two forces. Or in this level, you know, you can't turtle because there's this firewall coming and you have to be constantly moving your base forward, getting a little production done when you can. Or in this level, it's just a straight up like, it's one of those levels where you don't build any units. You just have a finite amount of dudes going through some hallways.
Right. I hear they do those really well.
They do.
Command and Conquer, and it's like some...
They suck.
Horrible levels. I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah. StarCraft 2 does a really good job of making those seem pretty freaking rad.
Sweet.
When you're doing especially... the Protoss section of it, where the first Protoss mission is like that sort of thing, where it's just a small group of dudes running through stuff, and you get to do three Protoss missions. It's really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I guess my main concern is like I would really like to try out StarCraft 2 and like experience that, since everybody else seems to think that it is like awe-inspiring as a PC game. But like I never have played a second of StarCraft 1. Is that something I need to do, or
That's a good question. I mean, because the thing that I love about StarCraft is, you know, its story. It's like awesome space opera trucker story.
Right.
And space western opera. It's great.
Trucker?
But if you don't really there's some pretty mad trucker stuff going on. Like lots of wide brim caps, lots of dudes smoking in spacesuits.
Yep. Spacesuits filter.
Yeah, there's
no problem.
Lots of beards and facial scars.
Well,
and
no wonder Griff is so into the story of the game.
Head tats.
Actually, there's not. Now that I think of it, there's only a few beards, but they're like.
Are they really worthwhile beards?
They're pretty solid beards.
Good.
Yeah, that's.
Head tats.
No head tats.
Oh, man, space always needs head tats.
No, it's a dignified space trucker. Like it's like you're a trucker.
Dude, Mass Effect 2 gentleman head
trucker. A gentleman trucker. Oh,
you know,
gentleman. Well, now I'm a little
space
bit interested.
Cowboy trucker.
Mass Effect 2 had head tats.
Who had head tats?
Jack.
Yeah.
Side head tats.
I mean, she's kind of the character that didn't fit in with that crew. But
hey, you know what?
No head tats that I can think of. There is a Rastafarian voodoo dude.
Sweet.
Rastafarian is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Picking this up for me a little
space
bit.
Space Rastafarian voodoo dude. Trisha Helfer plays a voice. I don't know. I think it's definitely worth it. There's a little recap in the beginning of the game. And the game also does a really good job in all its cutscenes and in the character interactions of like telling you why you hate certain people or how these people stabbed you in the back or like, you know,
so it's just like history books, basically, is what you're telling me.
Kind of. These are the
people you're supposed to hate.
Basically, yeah. Like, it does a really good job of solidifying those points of like, okay, well, you know, if I haven't played StarCraft before or if it's been 12 years since I've played StarCraft, I remember why this is so ridiculous and like why dude hates dude so hard.
I mean, yeah, to that point, that it's good that they have a solid...
Yeah, it's not like if you've
tutorial
never...
Tutorial of their backstory because of like how long it's been since there was StarCraft.
Yeah, and there's like a little, you know, there's a little opening thing in the load or the install that gives you a little history of StarCraft 1. Yeah, it's really well crafted. Like, it does a real good job of explaining everything and introducing new people. And I'm a minimum of 2 levels away from the end of the game.
Yeah,
it's already done an amazing job of like establishing a what's going to be like a cliffhanger. Like, it already is doing enough to make me want to play the next game with just how it's progressing the story. And you've got different characters that are sort of realizing different things as things are going on. So like I said, there's the moment where you're playing like a Protoss campaign. You have the 3 missions of that, and everything just kind of intertwines. But then it's all like you can see glimpses of, okay, well, in the next game, it's not going to be just you're playing Zerg and Zergs are evil. Or, you know, in the Protoss game, it's like, well, what are we going to tackle after that?
So you're saying in the next 12 years, you're going to be all amped up?
For... I'm going to say, yeah, 2025.
Yep.
It'll be a good year.
It's going to be a great year. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'll just be virtual reality-ing my RTS game.
Putting on your StarCraft helmet.
Playing with my hands and feet.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How sweet would it be if just video games, you just bought helmets and you just put those on?
That'd be pretty rad, John.
So I'm going to envision the future. It's the future of video games. You just buy a helmet and the video game, just you just go to sleep.
Inside just go a helmet. To sleep, yeah.
Yep.
Never and wake up.
Never. No need to ever wake up
dream
again.
Dream the game.
Yep.
Yep. Great stuff.
Do you need
your dreams are being awake.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
Cultural reference.
What kind of Griff dream does things.
Griff goes outside of his house. What was I going to ask you though? Son of a gun. Oh, okay. So would you say, this is my worry, is like everyone says it's a really good game, but I hear this from people that, you know, like RTSs. And I like RTSs, but I don't really play a lot of RTSs.
Oh, no. I'm terrible at RTSs.
So,
So
how hard of a game is it if you're not really into that kind of stuff?
It's not really difficult. Okay. I've had one mission that I had to replay twice.
Okay.
And I just kind of pigeonholed myself midway through the level. And I was like, well, maybe if I try it again and do things a little differently from that midway point, I'll be able to take it. I tried it. I failed. And then I was like, you know, F it. I'm just going to restart the entire thing and go from there. And that helped.
Okay.
But yeah, the levels are never entirely overwhelmingly difficult. I didn't even figure out how to like designate unit groups, like how to create basically squadrons that I can hotkey to until 3/4 of the way through the game. And I was like, that's nifty. I don't really need to use that. Like, I don't use a lot of the hotkeys.
Yeah.
I use a lot of mouse and I'm getting through it.
Yep. Lasso tool.
The only thing that, you know, it suffers from that RTS problem, I see it as a problem, is like each mission is like a half hour to 45 minutes long.
Ugh.
And the frustrating thing is when you get to the end of that and something happens and you F it up and you're like, oh, I have to go sit through another 45 minutes of this again. Yeah. Screw up.
That is something about RTS, is they drag a little bit.
Yeah.
From what I remember, anyway. I remember some Command & Conquer Red Alert 2. Some long-ass missions in that game.
I would also like to say that the off the lines that the characters say when you keep clicking on them.
They're, what are they?
Piss lines,
something
like that.
Yeah, piss lines.
Not nearly as good as any other World of Warcraft game.
Oh, man.
And the, yeah, it's actually, there's a television you can watch in the game, and the advertisements, like the commercials on it, are very good. But the dude's, like, lines just aren't as good as they used to be.
Huh.
It's really disappointing.
Do they use the Wilhelm scream in the game at all?
I don't think it's the same Wilhelm scream as it was before.
Oh, man.
It's different.
Because I remember that was something I loved in, like, older RTSs. Like,
yeah.
Troops dying. It was, like, all Wilhelm scream.
Right, that
like,
same...
Great.
That same noise
yep.
over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. They use a lot of the same stuff. A lot of the characters have the same dialogue. But the other cool thing, like, this is the thing. There was a huge discussion of, like, is StarCraft 2 worth a full price of the game when it's only one section of the campaign? And definitely, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is like a 20 to 30 hour long game.
Mm-hmm.
It has branching stories. Like, you'll come to a point where one character's like, well, we should do this. And then another character's like, well, we should do this. And what do? You have to choose a side. The mission changes. The things you get from that mission will change based on your choice. Tactically, you'll have a thing like, well, we should do this. It'll affect this upcoming battle. What do you want to do? You have a tech tree that you can progress. You can you find like little artifacts in mission, and the more of those you find, the more like you get one or the other sort of technology increase. So that's one thing that is completely tailored to your playstyle. And then you can also upgrade all of your troop types with like abilities from cash you make doing missions. And then it does a really good job of like, you never played StarCraft, but it would just be like, you'd start a new mission and you're like, oh, cool, I can make battle cruisers now. Like just out of the blue, I'm able to do battle cruisers.
Mm.
In this game, every mission you get a new, well, almost every mission you get a new troop type or vehicle or something, and it's integral to the success of the mission. And it it's like they're like giving it to you and they're like, well, this is what you should use it for, use it to do this right now, now you know how to use it, kind of,
right? So it's like tutorial of
it's intelligent tutorial, it's
right,
not
right.
Like, you know, play through the tutorials to learn how to move a character. It's
right,
like,
it's like introducing it in a story-driven way to teach you how to use
exactly
good.
Yeah. Yeah, StarCraft 2, really, really good. I do recommend you play it. It's great.
Is it... You said you got it digitally, no discs or anything.
Right.
Is it same price that way as it is retail?
$60.
Yeah, awesome. You pay tax that way too?
Good question. I don't know if I pay tax.
$59.99?
I don't know if I pay tax on it. Interesting. Can't Cause, tax
cause shit,
nonsense,
dude. If I can,
dude.
Right, exactly.
There's no tax on
right.
data. Bro.
Internet. Tax.
You can't.
It's dumb.
If you can't find it, you can't.
Hey,
if you can't touch it, you can't tax it.
All I'm saying is, if I can save $4, I'm gonna save $4.
Yeah.
Through $3.50, but whatever.
Yeah, I would probably recommend not doing it that way because it took about 12 hours to download.
How big is it?
It's big. It's a lot of gigs.
Many.
It's many gigs. I don't know.
More than six.
I mean, I was also downloading it like 2 days after I think it came, or a day after
right.
it came out. So I'm sure Blizzard's servers were a little sluggish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's enough talking about StarCraft 2.
Fair enough.
I've also been playing nothing. That's it.
That's it. Just that one.
Yeah.
No more Lego Harry Potter.
No more. I played a little bit more, but not anything worth talking about.
Fair enough.
I bought Snatcher. I bought a copy of Snatcher. Finally, I have
Snatcher.
That in my possession.
Why does that feel?
Because it's like one of the best games ever. It's
Snatcher.
One of Kojima's first games. Sega CD, MSX,
right. Okay.
PC-88.
Okay.
All these old systems, and it was brought to America for the Sega CD. Only a couple thousand copies ever sold.
Nice.
It like bombed terribly in the States.
What did you get it for?
I paid $125 for it.
Good God, you got it for Sega CD?
Sega CD in beautiful, beautiful condition.
Oh, buddy.
Yep.
Well, I mean...
It is beautiful.
Sometimes when you
dude,
love
Snatcher
things,
is so good.
Well, do you have a CD to play on?
No.
No.
I'm working on that.
All right. Christmas presents for Griff.
Dude who sold me Snatcher is going to sell me his Sega CD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then. Griff ain't getting a Christmas present this year.
Nope. Yeah, if you haven't played Snatcher, you should play it. Talked about this like a year ago on
no, the yeah, not yet.
How awesome Snatcher
is. I remember having conversations with you about this now.
Good.
I might have to.
You seem very excited by it.
Dude, there are certain games that exist in this world that some people just have to own.
Snatcher is one of those games that I believe it's a chunk of history right there.
Yep.
It's great.
I'm trying to think of some outrageous
stuff. It's got good
music, too. I would like to own. I don't know.
I think that's also the most expensive game that I've purchased, barring Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of, well, it's not really on the same line of Modern Warfare 2, but just saw the pre-order exclusive for Super Scroll-Knots.
Yeah.
Fuzzy headphones.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Go really nice with that rooster hat.
Already have headphones. Double headphones?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Is there any other way?
Fuzzy headphones. Green fuzzy headphones.
Well, since you're bringing up the Super Scroll-Knots news.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here.
Cool.
We'll be back with more news. Unfortunately, don't get your hopes up. Not much is happening.
Nope.
Back with Flame News in just a moment. Hey guys, back from my break. Back on the news. News. So there's really not too much going on right now.
No.
We're in the dead of nothing right now. This is like the calm before the kind of storm. Like the not storm.
Well, I mean,
storm.
This is August, and then there's September.
Yeah.
And then it just all goes downhill from there. I mean, dude, yo. September is going to be Halo and then Move. I am so excited for Move. I'm very excited for Move.
Why?
Dude, because it's just, it's, I don't know. To
we
me,
can have this discussion.
I'm just saying, it just seems like uncharted territory for me.
Yeah.
It's just something I'm excited to just fiddle with.
Yeah.
It's new toys.
Let's talk about news, though.
Sure.
Like I said, not much going on. Ubisoft and Virgin Games, as in like Virgin, the conglomerate super company, like Virgin Mobile, Movies, I don't even know what else the hell they own.
Yeah.
Virgin Mobile or Virgin Games and Ubisoft will be teaming up in this sort of Virgin Games is this like online tournament sort of benefactor, aggregator, something like that. Mm-hmm. Going to their website, it's not very descriptive. Basically, it's sort of like an online portal hub for people to gather, and it's going to organize games and tournaments for that. And what is it? Ghost Recon Future Soldier is going to be signed up to be one of the games that will be one of the forefront runners of the Virgin Games online tournament thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, kind of cool. I'd like to see Street Fighter get on there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some other stuff. Like Snatcher, competitive Snatcher.
Yeah.
Virgin Mobile's competitive Snatcher.
Yeah.
Yep, I would win.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of StarCraft, probably.
That's a good question. I guess it didn't specify if it was PC games, console games, whatever. I also don't think that would be the case because Battle.net is already doing its own thing,
that's
very self-contained.
Kind of was why I was a little reserved on that, because it's like I feel like StarCraft doesn't good enough job maintaining its own, you know.
So I hear. I haven't tried it, but I mean, StarCraft still powerhouse. StarCraft 2, you know,
right.
From what I hear, still doing a great job of maintaining it. It's like online competitive action.
Right.
What else is happening, John? You wrote some stuff up on the news.
Oh, yeah. The most recent thing we posted up was Castlevania has officially released cover art. I hold reservations on whether or not that's the true cover art because it's got Peggy all over it, so
Peggy 18.
Yep. I kind of like theirs better than ours, but maybe it's because it's different.
T for T.
Yeah. Rated M for mature.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, man. It sounds so good.
I know, right? Because I have such an awesome voice.
Do it again.
Rated M for mature.
Say Mufasa.
No.
Mufasa. 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 Ooh. Ooh.
Okay. And Griffin is now Whoopi Goldberg. Awesome. Anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. But so, I mean, it could always be, I mean, it looks like it could, it's very U.S. cover art. So it could, that could be it, the official stuff. Also, we've got the awesome Assassin's Creed Brotherhood Collector's Edition out that you can pre-order at various retailers.
Word.
GameStop's the only one that is doing Jack in the Box style one. Like you have that Harlequin little Jack in the Box thing.
Jester it's, character.
Yeah, Jester character that is in a box. The other retailers have.
That's not frightening.
Doctor in a Box.
Dude, I'm kind of a fan of the Doctor.
I know you're a fan
of
the Doctor.
Is it console specific? Because I was under that impression.
I don't know. I don't think it is
console. I thought PS3 specific. got Jack in the Box and Xbox got Doc in the Box.
Mm. It's presented that way in imagery. Like, oh, okay. It's like it shows, hey, this is the Xbox One and like this is what it would look like with the Xbox art in it. And then the other one is just happenstance that it's PS3.
Okay.
GameStop exclusive that has the Jack in the Box.
Huh.
Yeah. And then other retailers like Amazon and Best Buy will have Doc in a Box.
I do like the Doctor in a Box.
Yeah. As I have so quaintly put it on the news section. Did you read it?
No.
Yeah. Doc in a Box.
Doc in a Box.
Boss Barrel exclusive Doc in a Box.
Doc in a Box.
Yep.
Special character in... I already forgot it.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. Other things that it come with.
Slugfest Grand Quest.
Yep.
Be the Doctor Box.
Also exclusive to Boss Barrel. Other thing you might be excited about, dude, a hard copy of a map. You like maps? Like real maps?
Yeah.
It might be a cloth map.
Is this a cloth map? Talking.
Exactly. You like maps in cloth form. It might be cloth map.
I do like cloth maps.
It also might be paper map, but I know you like cloth maps. But you know what? There's a map in there. It's kind of cool. There's a soundtrack on a disc, making of on a disc, and it's all one disc. Comes with making of.
So an art book.
Yep, there's an art book.
Okay, good. That checkbox has been fulfilled.
Yep, there's art book, and there's also DLC for two single player maps.
Okay.
Which is. I mean, they did that in the last collector's edition, so it's kind of cool. Downer of the thing is Jack in the Box or Doc in the Box. Either way, it's not like, you know, the monkey chase the weasel kind of box where you turn the crank and then eventually it pops open.
It's
a key open. A bummer.
That's a downer.
I know, right? I would like some kind of like.
Yeah, but it's even more surprising now because if you crank a crank in a box, you're like, somebody's going to pop out. You'd be like, hey, can you hand me my wallet? It's in the box over there. Just use the key laying next to it.
I see.
I stab you. I'm going to duck in the box.
Stab you, bitch. No, I suppose it's kind of as entertaining as like beer nuts in a can. Oh, no, it's snakes.
It's a snake.
It's exciting.
Well, instead of a snake.
It's a doctor.
It's a doctor.
It's a doctor.
It's a puree.
He's going to heal your...
It's actually beer nuts. Whoa. I'm even more surprised.
Oh, man. I'm just going to hold this away from my face. What are you doing? It's just nuts. Dumbass.
What else we got for news, John?
That's pretty much it. Other things. It's about it as far as I can recall. Cool new video for Call of Duty Black Ops.
Oh, yeah. Multiplayer video.
Some interesting stuff on there that I didn't expect to see.
Yep. Cool. Take a look at it. There are some sweet things in there.
Go check it out. It's interesting.
There's things in there that I like.
Yep. Some cool stuff. Talk about
Don't
it later.
Say what it is.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it. It's the best part of the video.
It hurts people.
I posted that Vanquish trailer, but go view it.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
I'll say that much. It's pretty sweet. Did enjoy that.
Vanquish looks better and better every moment.
Yep.
So that pretty much covers it for news.
Oh, Side note, did you see the awesome thing that they were handing away as goodies for Vanquish promo?
No.
You know those stupid 51 electronic cigarettes you can get?
No.
Okay, so are you aware of e-cigarettes? Like electronic cigarettes that you can smoke and you like have a, you just charge them and they, you breathe in nicotine and it's like a vapor?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, well, so as a promo, they were giving away Vanquish like covered like
that seems like
boxes of electronics that would like they were I was like
that seems like the Mafia 2 brass knuckles,
right?
Like, it's our Godfather 2
like, why are you giving these to people? Like this was something they were giving away at like Comic-Con or something, like as a promo goodie that they could get.
Zombrex is real heroin,
right? It's like and that's the other thing I wonder about the collector's edition for Dead Rising that comes with the Zombrex. Actual pills? Can I take that?
You probably take it, yeah.
Can I? Is that, are they just like?
It's probably candy, though.
Is it? Yeah, it's like candy, or is it like sugar pills or something?
It is
probably
no,
Smarties.
It's not. It's a non-sugar pill candy.
Awesome.
Some sort like, of future candy that's right? Not sugar based.
It's not sugar based at all.
Carbon candy.
Yep. It's just like
tastes like rock. It's
paper.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Ground up paper.
Anyway, let's move on to video game releases.
Sweet.
Ow. You guys made me... There it is. Missing that. You guys tell me there's a game that came out this week. A little something called Madden NFL.
I'm sorry, what is this game about now?
Well, it's football. A role-playing
basketball.
Game.
Basketball!
Role-playing
yeah.
game?
Yeah. Role-playing.
It's a strategy RPG.
Yep.
Okay.
In ways.
Yeah, football.
Football.
Madden NFL 11 for everything.
Everything.
I mean, like PS2, everything.
PS2, PSP. Pretty sure you can also get copies of it for the original Xbox.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be very surprising.
You could do it last year, and I think you can do it this year.
Well, that is money well spent.
Maybe. Do not quote me on this.
I don't know if it goes that far
into
the original Xbox.
I know last year it was printed and certain retailers carried it still.
Huh.
But this is also like pre-shutting off original Xbox Live. So I can see why you may not give a shit to print it anymore if that doesn't exist.
We also got Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I kind of want to play
the game.
That.
The cute little
16-bit
classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat 'em up.
I don't want to play that.
Yeah?
But I don't
you
think I...
You
want
to play the Linkin Park game as well?
Nope. I don't.
No?
I just want to see the movie. That's...
Yeah, I do want to see the movie.
As far as that's going to extend.
The movie does look kind of
cute. I'll be seeing the
awesome.
Movie, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do want to see Expendables too, but this is not a movie podcast, so...
We've got...
What's wrong with you, Griff, if you don't want to see that?
Galactic Tazball. Because
I'm sorry,
Galactic Tazball for the DS.
What is...
I'm sorry, I do not have Nintendo's summary of video games that are out because their website is not working with my feed reader right now.
Is Tazball like Dodgeball?
Well, I can only assume.
Let's hope.
That's the only thing that comes to mind when I think of Tazball.
Like, I'm going to just make something up and say it's like it's Jezball, like kicks.
Is it like Blitzball?
Yep, that's exactly.
It's Tazball.
Electric Blitzball. Like everybody just is electrocuted constantly because we're all underwater.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Sounds like a great game.
Sounds exciting. Eject kick it all the way through.
Yep.
That's how you win.
I think we've said this before. Monday Night Combat.
Oh, yeah.
It's out today? Yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Nope. That's true.
For the Xbox 360 downloadable title. Burn Zombie Burn for PC. That was a PSN Xbox Live Arcade game. What else we have? Academagi? This is a weird, like, portmanteau.
Not a real word.
No, it's like two words. It's like they're trying to blend Academy and Magi together. So we'll just say Academagi.
Sure.
The Making of Mages.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Sounds great.
It's for PC. So, you know what? Forget StarCraft 2, man.
Yep.
Go get Academagi.
Academagi.
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Yep.
The making of Ju.
Yep.
Like how I covered that.
Yep. Saved.
Yep.
Okay.
We got Victoria 2 for PC.
What's that?
Victoria 2.
Ah.
Victoria 2.
Victoria 2.
Yeah. And we've got Xeon coming out on Sunday and Battle versus Chess. Battle versus Chess. I really wish I had the descriptions of these games because, dude, Battle versus Chess sounds amazing.
What Battle versus what is Battle versus
Chess?
And how does it verse chess?
I can only assume it's Battleship and Chess.
Oh, versus each other?
No, just two different. It's just like, enjoy these two classic games, Battleship and Chess.
But I'm just going to let that
Battleships
go.
Battleships versus Chess.
Okay, I'd like to believe that it's Battleships versus Chess.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm pretty certain that...
I would rather see Battleship versus Chess.
You know what? I really think that could go either way, because Battleships ain't got much going on in terms of land battle, and Chess isn't going to really do any damage on the sea.
E7.
I think it's fair.
Rook takes Battleship.
I'm going to call stalemate. Cat's game.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it for this week. Nothing is coming out except for Madden 11.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the front cover? Do you guys know?
Drew Brees.
Who is that?
He is the quarterback for the Saints.
His career was just destroyed.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
Preseason, he had like a groin pull, I believe.
Nothing good.
He will be back for you know, the bulk of the season.
He didn't get caught in the face by an electric Taz ball. And
he didn't get eaten by a shark or something.
Which is kind of depressing. I was hoping for something exciting. Eaten
by a chess shark.
Well, I mean, he's got an entire season, though, to go. I know. A groin pull preseason is not going to, like, prevent him from getting out there and, like, playing some
actual... Probably prevent him from, like, feeling up friends.
Yep.
Pull your groin.
Yep. I swear to God.
Prevent you from doing a lot of activities.
Stretching. Sure.
Yeah, like stretching.
Yeah. Sitting cross-legged.
Or getting attacked by bats.
Dude, that was terrifying, man. That bat came right at me. I was standing out on the patio, and the bat...
Dude.
I just have the image of all of a sudden you just, like, smashed against the window in, like, this crouching position.
Dude, that was great.
And then you picked up, like, what was it, a grill brush?
It was a grill brush.
Nothing could suck more than getting smacked in the face by a wire brush.
My weapon of choice against bats are tennis rackets.
Yeah, right. It's everybody's choice. Badminton.
Badminton is a very good choice, too.
It's longer.
Yeah. It makes a good noise when you hit them.
Dong.
Really? Yep.
Wow, I've never actually hit a bat with a racket or anything of that sort.
Nope. Never hit anybody with a racket.
Okay, never mind. I've hit a person with a racket. No, yeah. They were talking about bats.
People.
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
People are things.
No need to talk about your abuse.
Shut your wrap mouth, Griff.
Bossbro Radio. Signing off. No emails. Hey, thanks for the emails this week, a-holes.
Oh, now nobody will email us ever.
We love
your emails.
Email us at BBR at... you know, it's probably because last week I just couldn't get it down. Email us at BBR at bossbarrel.com. Email us your questions, thoughts, pictures,
concerns,
Craigslist postings of some sort of amalgamation of soda bag and
Camel
carbonated water mixture that fits on my back.
Yep.
This has been Boss Barrel Radio.
Woo.
See you later. Who da boss? Ryan.
Oh my god.